Welcome, my friend. It's time for today's Our Daily Bread devotional. The writer for today is John Blaise, and the reading is titled, The Voice of the Father. My friend's father died recently. When he got sick, his condition deteriorated quickly, and in a matter of days, he was gone. My friend and his dad always had a strong relationship, but there were still so many questions to be asked, answers to be sought, and conversations to be had. So many unsaid things, and now his father is gone. My friend is a trained counselor. He knows the ups and downs of grief and how to help others navigate those troubled waters. Still, he told me, some days I just need to hear Dad's voice, that reassurance of his love. It always meant the world to me. A pivotal event at the beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry was his baptism at the hands of John. Although John tried to resist, Jesus insisted that moment was necessary so he might identify with humankind, saying in Matthew chapter 3, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." John did as Jesus asked, and then something happened that proclaimed Jesus' identity to John the Baptist and the crowd, and it must have also deeply touched Jesus' heart. The Father's voice reassured his son by saying, "This is my son, whom I love." That same voice in our hearts reassures believers of his great love for us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Now let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your reassuring voice, telling us whose we are and how much we are loved. And it's in your name, Jesus, that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.